Triple M's ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, end of financial year sales on now. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Ruined it's here on Triple M. Roo, in the media, you've sometimes got to be careful what you say and it can get blown out of proportion. I don't know if this story has been or is or not, but yesterday, Andrew McLeod has been doing a podcast for a while with former basketball champion Brett Maher.
Yep.
And this is what he had to say about your footy club.
I'm one of those guys that, like, if you ask me if I felt comfortable walking back into the football club, yep, I'd say no. Like, I don't walk into the change rooms and I don't sort of walk around. I just feel, I don't know, it's one of those things, and I've had this conversation with a lot of my old teammates, is that it's not a place that you feel, and you see lots of guys go back to their footy clubs and they feel welcome. For me, the Crows doesn't really have that vibe.
Right, okay.
It doesn't have that vibe where it feels like you're really welcome there.
Yeah.
And I've done some work there, right?
Yeah.
So with my programs and whatnot, but it's not a place that you sort of feel like it embraces you as a past player.
How do you respond to that?
I was really disappointed to hear it yesterday, to be honest. It's, you know, for everything that Andrew's done for the club and what he's given to the club, for him to feel like that, when I first heard it, I thought, why would he feel like that? Because, you know, he's been a great player, he's a great person, I know Rod Jamieson does a fantastic job of running the Past Players Association or Past Players Committee, and he has great blokes on there like Mark Bickley and Peter Caven and Kim Costa, current player like Tom Lynch, and as far as I'm concerned, I feel like they do a fantastic job. And I rang Rod Jamieson afterwards and said, is there anything I'm missing here? Why would he feel like that? And he said no. But Andrew is not a sort of bloke that goes out and mixes a lot. He said, I rang him yesterday. I said, why are you like this? He said, I actually haven't got an issue with the Past Players. He's not a very social person, Andrew.
In that he just keeps to himself.
He does. He's a quiet, humble country fella. A great fella. I love Andrew McLeod. I've had a great relationship with him. I played most of my career with him and I continue to talk with him. So I was disappointed for him, to be honest. But then I did think about it a little bit. Every past player that goes back to their club feels awkward when they go back there, Dits.
Why do you say that?
Well, they do. And if you ask Andrew Jarman, if you ask Tony Modra, if you ask Sean Wren, if you asked Warren Treadray or Kane Corns or Dom Cassisi, when you go back into a club, you don't walk back in there and feel like it used to because it's not your club anymore.
As a player, it's not.
No, it's not. When you go back there, you feel like you're stepping on, you know, you're in someone's backyard. It's not your joint anymore. Mm. And that's not because the current players want you to feel like that. It's not because the current administration make you feel like that. It's just not your place anymore.
The focus is on the current team, isn't it?
It is. It'd be like you going back to Channel 7 right now. How would you feel? Seriously. No, I'm not being stupid.
No, I'll take your point.
Or anyone going back to their old workplace. You go in there and you go, it's different, isn't it? Yeah, this is different. I don't know those people. And should I actually be standing here?
Mm.
Like, I'd feel like that a little bit, even though I'm in there every week. I'm a bit more comfortable because I'm doing it every week. But you could ask any of the blokes like that. So feeling uncomfortable, that is not foreign for any past player. But he went on further than that, and he said he spoke to past other players about it. I don't know who they are. I'd be really interested to know who they are.
But you seem to – I'm not trying to put any words in your mouth here. I've only observed you from a distance where you seem to be a very close bunch.
All of your past
mates at the Crows get on pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a lot of players do catch up. We catch up once a year or twice a year.
Normal.
You have golf. It's the same with every footy club. Everyone's busy. You've got people living interstate or whatever. So, look, I'm very comfortable with the job that as I said, Rod Jamieson, Mark Bickley, Kim Costa, Peter Caven, they're all ripping people and they all do it off their own back and they try their hardest to make the Past Players Association the best that it can be. I mean, we've got Chris McDermott who's come back to the club for the first time in a while. Tony McGuinness has come back to the club. Just before that grab of on that podcast, Andrew McLeod was talking about Tony Modra. Tony Modra left the club in the most uncomfortable terms of anyone in the history of the Adelaide Football Club. He is the most loved player the Adelaide Football Club's ever had and got sacked by Malcolm Blight. Mm. Malcolm Blight actually, at the 10-year reunion, said it was the greatest regret that he's got in his football life, the way he sacked Tony Modra. Mm. Tony Modra is back at the club working and dealing with people at home games.
Yep.
So Sean Wren left in bad terms with Gary Ayres. He's back at the club.
Now, Andrew's been working at the club as well, hasn't he?
Andrew has been working at the club for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years doing his Indigenous program. And he's also been an assistant coach with the women's team.
Hmm.
So, it was a funny thing to say. But
you rang him yesterday.
I did. I rang him a couple of times. He didn't answer. He rang me back. We had a good chat about it.
Private conversation, but yeah. Did it go well?
It did go well. Absolutely. I'm really disappointed in him for saying that publicly, because there's ways of dealing with things and the ways of not dealing with things. And this is the last thing the football club needs when they're trying to survive in the biggest financial crisis in the history of football, when people are pledging their money to their hard-earned money, money that they haven't got a lot of people, just to keep the club alive. It's the last thing the Crows need, on the back of a few other issues we've had, obviously. But if he feels that strongly about it, fair enough. Speak up. Maybe he did it so they'd listen more. I don't know, but I love Andrew McLeod, but I was surprised and disappointed he did that yesterday. And if he feels that strongly about it, he can help create a better culture. If he thinks that it's not right in the past, players, and I said to him at the 98 Premiership reunion a couple of years ago, you know, get involved, do more, because that's what Jamo and Bickley and Costa and Cavo are doing. You got to get off your bum and do something about any issue you've got, don't you, Dits? It's easy to say, oh, not right, or it's not wrong, or let's do it like this, let's do it like that. All the people are doing it off their own time and energy.
Yep.
If you don't like what's going on, get in and do it yourself.
Mm. Now, he is one of your absolute greatest.
He is.
If for him to say that, he must feel that way. So hopefully you can sort it out.
And a lot of, a lot of tweets I've seen, a lot of texts I've seen, supporters saying this is not right. The greatest player of all time doesn't feel good going back in the club. And you know what? It's not right.
Mm.
But and it needs to be fixed. And Andrew needs to fix it himself, along with people who are at the football club. But it's got to be two-sided to fix it.
All right. You mentioned Mark Bickley. Here he is speaking on 5AA.
The women who he coaches, they speak so highly of him, and the engagement that he has there as an assistant coach, he's done that over a long period of time now, and with past players in Matthew Clark and Peter Cavan, amongst others, and he was inducted into the club's Hall of Fame and accepted that graciously. So there have been lots of occasions where I've seen it with my own eyes that he has been embraced by the club, so that's why it's come as a surprise for me.
So there you go, Mark Bickley, who's a part of the past players, as you mentioned. A lot of text messages coming in, as you can imagine, Roo. There are far too... I'm sorry, we want you to text them in, but we've just got hundreds here. This is from Shaz. So sad to hear that Andrew McLeod feels this way, but well said this morning, Roo, on radio. So proud of you. So there are a lot of people having their say that are so passionate about Andrew McLeod and about your club. So
Look, you can't come out and say that and not back it up with your facts publicly, because I said the members are going to want to know why you feel like that. So I'll look forward to his response, and his response was, tune into my podcast.
Well, we will.
So, Bungie,
that's a good way of advertising,
if you are listening,
your podcast,
mate, we'll be tuning into your podcast as I did last night.
Now, what's it
doing
called?
Bungie and Brettster.
That's it, Bungie and Brettster.
Look, we all want as a bloke who's had more than half his life at the footy club, you want the footy club to be the best you can. Is there always work to do? Yes. But also know that blokes like Rod Jamieson are doing the best they can. So hopefully it can be sorted out, and he can feel comfortable walking back into the club.
Ruined Dits might be over for the day, but the sales at Adelaide Tools have only just begun. They're now all over Adelaide in 5 locations: Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale, and Gawler.